This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We've got Legal Insight with Mlambo Attorneys. Utlaho Molefe is joining us this morning. Hopefully I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Good morning, Tlaho. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pronouncing it correctly.
Thank you so much. Oh, I was, yeah, Tlaho Molefe. Thank you so much. We're good, man. How are you this morning?
Great, thanks. And I hope you guys are also good that side in Durban.
Definitely good, man. Oh, the weather is always good in Durban. You know the vibes. But yeah, man, Tlaho, welcome, by the way, on Mlambo Attorneys and on MUT Radio. Today you are giving us a case analysis.
For sure.
Yes.
And maybe also just to give you a brief, and then we'll go into the insights and everything. So this is regarding the recent labor court judgment in South African Clothing and Textile Workers Union and COSA versus CCMA and others of 2025. ZALCHB 129, which serves as an important reminder of the legal standards governing disciplinary disputes, right? The court upheld the fairness of a dismissal arising from allegations of workplace assault. This then underscored the critical role of evidence and witness credibility in arbitration proceedings. In doing so, the ruling reaffirmed the function of Section 145 of the Labor Relations Act, otherwise known as the LRA, meant safeguarding procedural integrity while also clarifying how claims of self-defense are to be assessed within the context of workplace conflict. So then this speaks to what happens then, right, when workplace disputes turn physical, whereas in this case, this is exactly what happened, which is a labor court lesson on credibility. So most workplace disputes play out in words, whereas in this case, it played out. The tensions were so high, they escalated and turned physical. So the question there would be, regarding this matter delivered in 2025, the court then questioned as to how the credibility would then be tested. The story behind this case is that Mr. Cedric Khoza had been employed as a boilermaker at the AP Force and Sons since 2019. By early 2022, tensions rose. Employees were engaging with their unions and management was not happy. On 2nd February 2022, a meeting was called where Mr. Khoza, on behalf of the union, addressed employees in English. The manager interrupted him, insisting that he switches to Xitsonga so everyone could understand, right? Accounts differ on what happened next. But witnesses agree that words were exchanged, and these words were not kind at all. After this meeting, things escalated. In the workshop, a scuffle broke out involving Khoza and another employee by the name of Excellent Lubisi and two supervisors, Andres and Bethio Mabaso. By the end of this altercation, Bethio had a dislocated shoulder. Andres had a cut lip. And accusations of assault were flying in all directions. So you can imagine that this scuffle was not or altercation really brewed, and in the end, you know, there was physicalities involved.
Yeah.
Disciplinary hearings soon began. Within days of this altercation, Khoza and Lubisi were dismissed for assaulting their supervisors. They challenged the decision at the CCMA. The commission upheld the dismissals. Still not satisfied, Khoza, supported by the union, took the matter to labor court, arguing that the commissioner's decision was unreasonable. So this has prompted the question that of rather whose version is likely to be more believable. At arbitration, the evidence again was so conflicting. Some witnesses testified that Khoza pushed and threatened the supervisors and even striking one of them. Others insisted that Khoza had had been provoked. The supervisors grabbed him first, and he never touched anybody. He never assaulted anybody. So these were very conflicting accounts. As such, the commissioner had to choose between the two irreconcilable versions. When the labor court reviewed the award, the central question was, did the commissioner's findings fall within the bounds of reasonableness?
Yeah.
So this is where I would just like to end it and perhaps hand over to you.
Yeah, crazy man. Yo, what a situation there, Tlaho. So what then did the labor court, how did the labor court approach this situation? Or what did the court take? What approach did the court take?
No, thank you for your question. So in this instance, the court referenced the Stellenbosch Farmers Winery test, right? When confronted with conflicting stories, decision makers must assess three things. This is now credibility. Does the witness appear honest and consistent? The next one being reliability. Could the witness properly observe and recall these events? And then probabilities, right? So which version fits best with the surroundings of and circumstances. In applying this test, the commissioner found that the employer's witness was more convincing than the employees. Mm. Although there were errors in the award, and these was mixing up of names, so minor errors, the court held that these did not materially affect the outcome. The version presented by the employer remained more probable, and the dismissal was found to be substantively fair. So that's how the court approached this this case, basing it on this Stellenbosch Farmers Winery test.
And what did Cedric Khoza plead? Did he plead for self-defense?
Well, unfortunately, Khoza did not actually plead self-defense at arbitration. Instead, he denied pushing or threatening anyone. This left the commissioner with little weight on this front, right? The court noted credibility problems in Khoza's evidence, including contradictions between his disciplinary hearing and arbitration testimony, which undermined his case further.
Mm. For any workplace now, Tlaho, what are some of the key takeaways?
So in key takeaways, this would be to put your defense on record. Self-defense or provocation must be raised clearly and consistently if it should be considered. And then secondly, consistency builds trust. Changing your version at different stages can seriously, seriously damage your credibility. Mm. Thirdly, arbitration is about probabilities, not perfection. I think life also teaches us that, right? Nothing is of perfection. The labor court won't overturn an award just because of minor errors. What matters is whether the overall decision is one that is that a reasonable decision maker could reach. And lastly, sanctions must be argued upfront. If you want to argue that dismissal is too harsh, that issue needs to be raised during arbitration and not later. And unfortunately, you know, in this instance, some arguments, some accounts came after arbitration.
Mm. In case you've just joined us, we're speaking with Tlaho Molefe from Mlambo Attorneys. Skulmanga case, we're analyzing a case, a very important case. You know, there's quite a lot that isn't there. So, before I let you go, Tlaho, because of time also, why does this case matter?
Thank you. And for me, this case, and I suppose for most of us as employees, workplace conflict can escalate quickly, especially when emotions and power dynamics are at play, right? This case shows disciplinary outcomes and whether they survive scrutiny in court. Often what matters is what people say happened and more whether their versions hold up as credible, reliable, and probable. For employers, the lesson is clear. Lead consistent evidence and ensure witnesses are prepared. For employees and unions, It's just as important to ensure that defenses are raised at the right time, backed by coherent and consistent accounts. Because when disciplinary disputes turn into legal battles, credibility is king, and the story that is more believable usually wins.
Wow. No, thank you so much, Tlaho. Really appreciate some insightful legal insights there. Siyabonga kakhulu, Tlaho, for joining us on MUT Radio.
And thank you for having me this morning. I hope that this message echoes into somebody who is facing such.
Definitely, definitely.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.